Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The overall series for our Advent midweek worship is When Heaven Met Earth, which is, after all, what Advent is all about. When the Son of God came to earth as a flesh and blood human being, and when that same Son of God shall return on the day of glory from heaven to earth to call the faithful home to heaven and the faithless to eternal condemnation. During our midweek sermons, we have Advent answers to hard questions hardly anybody is asking. Our question for this evening is, when Jesus was a boy, did he know that he was God? We find the answer as we see Jesus in the temple as the obedient child. Certainly, Jesus' earthly parents did what parents should do so that their children know God. Beyond the miracle and majesty of his birth, we don't know a lot about Jesus the boy. But we do know from the verses immediately before our text in Luke 2 that Joseph and Mary were faithful parents and obedient to the law of God, that they dutifully and piously had Jesus circumcised when he was 8 days old, and then brought him to the temple when he was 40 days old for the rite of purification. We praise and honor those parents who have as high priority for their children's spiritual welfare, who bring their babies for baptism, and who commit and nurture them and grow them in the love of God. Following that rite of God's law, we know that Joseph, Mary, and Jesus had to flee for some time to Egypt, but then return and finally to their home of Nazareth, where the child grew. He became strong with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. A note about the favor of God. That was said to Jesus' mother, Mary, by the angel in Luke 1:30. And now it's said of Jesus. In a word, there is something special going on, something which not everyone is comprehending, but special nevertheless. And it's about to unfold through this miraculous birth and life. It is obvious that a baby doesn't stay a baby forever. A baby grows. He toddles, he walks, he talks, learns to read and to write. Well, so did Jesus. And throughout each of those stages, it's wonderful to see our children and grandchildren grow. And then we meet our Jesus again at age 12 in the temple. You heard the story, and I bet you have all sorts of questions like, well, if Jesus was such an obedient child, why then did he not go back with the rest of the group returning from Jerusalem to Nazareth? Second question, if Jesus was such an obedient child, as verse 1 of our text indicates, then why did he cause such consternation for 3 days, no less, for his parents? Can you imagine, and we've all seen this on TV as well, how you'd feel if you were a parent or a grandparent and your child is lost for that amount of time, 3 days. If Jesus was such an obedient child, then why this behavior? Is this the kind of behavior we would certainly expect to see if Jesus knew he was God? Another question, does Jesus' parents, Joseph and Mary, know that Jesus was God, as together they were trying to raise this child in the law and tradition of their faith? The angel had told Mary that he would be called the Son of God. But did Mary really understand what this child is? Do any of us, when our children are growing up, have the vaguest idea how they will mature into adulthood. Not coincidentally, it's said twice in Luke 2 that Mary first on the evening of Jesus' birth, and then after the occasion at the temple, 12 years later, that Mary treasured or pondered those things in her heart. Did her mind wander back to the time when the angel visited her, at that time when she gave birth to her firstborn child, and those years when Jesus was growing, and at that time in the temple, and she wondered and she treasured in her heart what this child would be, and even who he was? Was her knowledge incomplete? When this Jesus had grown to be a man, when everybody was asking, could this really be the Messiah? Even then, his own disciples and followers didn't know fully who he was. Scripture says of Mary that she at one time or more tried to keep her adult son from his mission. So back to the original question. When Jesus was growing as a child and then as an adolescent, did Jesus know that he was God? Did this young boy know that what he was going to be doing and what was in store for him? Did he know that he would fulfill the prophets of the Old Testament, that he was indeed the promised Messiah? If so, wouldn't that be a burden on any 12-year-old's shoulders? Jesus says to his parents, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" That's why he was at the temple. And yes, Jesus knew. He was reminding his earthly parents that he was the Son of God, that he must be about the business of his Father in heaven. He knew that he had come to this earth on a mission of salvation as God and man. The Advent message in the scriptures is that God became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.